Iran's top electoral authority, the Guardian Council, said Friday that it has found no significant violations after 10 days of investigating the disputed June 12th presidential election. All three defeated candidates have protested the results, charging electoral fraud. The council's spokesman, Abbas Ali Kadkodai, told the Iranian news agency IRNA that it was one of the cleanest elections the country has ever had, and he said there was no fraud in the election. Top opposition leader and defeated presidential candidate Mir Hussein Mousavi, however, reiterated on his website that a major rigging had occurred, adding that he was ready to prove that those behind the rigging are responsible for the recent bloodshed. The Iranian government has officially admitted there have been at least 17 deaths from post-election unrest, but eyewitness reports suggest that there were many more. Unconfirmed reports say thousands of Iranians have visited Tehran's main cemetery in the past 24 hours to mourn the victims of the violence. Elsewhere, at the Friday prayer sermon at Tehran University, hardline cleric Ahmed Khatami urged Iran's judiciary to punish key rioters ruthlessly and savagely. Rioters, he insisted, should be considered muharram, or people who wage war against God. Such individuals, he said, should be punished by death according to Islamic law. Khatami also demanded that the government impose draconian measures on foreign journalists complaining that they wander around the country with satellite phones giving information to incite demonstrations. Incumbent President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was shown on state TV describing his sadness at recent violence in Tehran's Haftatir Square during an opposition rally. Al Arabiya TV continued to report a split within the regime, noting that former President Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani has come under increasing pressure to declare his loyalty to Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Iran analyst Mirdad Khansari of the London-based Center for Arab and Iranian Studies thinks that the popular opposition to the regime will continue, albeit in new ways.
I don't think that the demonstrations have died down. You have to put things into perspective. Even at the time of the Islamic revolutions, the process began and lasted for about 2 years before it reached its point of culmination. I don't think that the demonstrators have thrown in the towel just yet, but the point is that they are also adjusting their tactics and trying not to waste their resources. I think that this polarization which has taken place is a very deep one, and the divisions and the stubbornness of the regime in trying to ram its decision down people's throats is not something that's just going to fade away, but we will see it reemerging in a different way in the coming days.
Mr. Mousavi has vowed to resist pressure to end his challenge of the June 12th election results, but he has also urged supporters to continue protests in a way that will not create tension. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.